Blackstone Publishing presents Stella by McCall Hoyle. This book is read by Rachel L. Jacobs. For Connie, mother-in-law, friend, and caretaker of all the beagles in heaven. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Chapter 1. My nose wakes up before the rest of me. A whole world of smells outside the open window of the house begs to be explored. Wet grass, dead worms, and my absolute favorite, rabbits. My back leg quivers at the thought of chasing one of the brown balls of fluff. Pressing my nose against the thin metal bars of my crate, I inhale every detail of the morning. My name is Stella. I'm a beagle, and I was born to sniff. And that's what I do. Sniff, sniff, and sniff. The rabbits in the field out back smell almost as lovely as the cheese and crackers my new human left out on the counter all night. My nose twitches. It will rain today, and a skunk braved the back porch last night in search of food. There's so much to explore. It's impossible to be still. My new human, Diana, sleeps until long after the sun has risen high, drying the sparkly dew from the grass. She breathes softly in the room down the hall, but my paws itch to be out on the trail with my old human. A whimper catches in my throat when I think of Connie. She and I worked together at the airport. I used to love the airport and all the friendly people with all their interesting scents. Now, when I think about it, the hair on my back bristles. The last time Connie and I were there, bad, bad smells soaked the place. Chemical smells. Chemicals that singed my eyes, burned my nose, and hurt Connie. A blaring ambulance took her far, far away. And she would never leave me if she could help it. Thunder rumbles in the distance. But I tell myself, be still.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?